Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West and Earth O'Jalla. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West, West.
All righty, thank you and welcome to the second hour of Point West here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We are going to play about a 35-40 minute tape of Dr. Randy Short discussing the state of the Black Union or Black Nation. And what I'm going to do is take your phone calls at the end of the program. Hopefully we'll have whatever technical difficulties that we had in the first hour, have those worked out so we can get a call through. Now, these are his opinions, you know, and you can agree or disagree, but he's going to drop some knowledge down on you so that you can see what's really going on. And what you want to consider doing is whatever he is saying, check the evidence and see if it's true or not true. See if it's relevant or not relevant. These are things that you might want to consider, and then we can have a discussion. At that time, you can call 1-877-932-9766. If you cannot get through, you can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, and then I will read your Gmails. I still have enough juice in my cell phone to do that, and we can have a discussion on that. So when they get it all queued up, they will give me the signal, and we will let that go. And as he is getting it queued up, never mind that music, that's not him. That's us. But Dr. Short will get into that, and we'll have a discussion.
You got new coming up for us, Skurve.
Identifying.
Let's go.
You are about to experience the uncensored conversations, stimulating wit, and the thought-provoking wisdom. Bold, raw, and uncut. Right now, on the Lance Skurve Show.
Now, this is a very interesting Black History Month. History is being made every moment, every minute, right now, this month. You know, they want to make February Gay History Month, and they're doing everything they can with that silly or sissy quarter, the dude that just can't keep himself out of women's clothes. I wouldn't see the presenter at the Oscars and all this other foolishness, and he's on his way to Sodomy Street. It used to be Sesame Street. You've got them pardoning Governor Newsom. He should be Governor Oldcom because there's nothing new about his bankrupt, lying, corrupt, Nancy Pelosi-related self. They pardon Byron Rustin. And, of course, you see Jussie Smollett or Pussy Smollett got busted for lying and all that scam that he ran, claiming he was attacked by some Trump people. They are really doing everything they can to hijack Black History Month. And oh, last but definitely least, last and least, is South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg won in Iowa, and I came in second place, and he is second place in his bedroom. It's second place in New Hampshire, and they're on their way to South Carolina on the 29th. And let me see what else. Black history and what's this? Deval Patrick dropped out. Yin and Yang dropped out. So I guess you've got Klan Butcher. Of course, Buttigieg. ridiculous Joe Biden. And of course, Bernie Sanders, who won in New Hampshire yesterday night. Just the politics is interesting. What everybody has in common is that they can't get the Black voters. And Deval Patrick, the former Black governor of Massachusetts, the kind of looked out for illegals and gays, you know the drill. He just dropped out of the race today within the last 2 hours, which is good. He didn't catch on fire. He wasn't saying nothing. He's not for reparations. He's not for foundational Black Americans or ADOS or SADOS or GAYDOS, whatever they call themselves. This election thing is really cool. You see that Donald Trump beat his impeachment, which was predictable. You see that you now have a fight between the white power structure, the different factions are fighting each other, which is good for us if we knew how to be strategic. You see that the Secretary of, or should I say, the Attorney General for the United States is now looking at reducing the sentence for Roger Stone, who happens to be a friend of mine. And I just need to say it's not for coon reasons, just so people can know. Roger Stone, who will be sentenced on February 20th, one of the reasons that they wanted Roger in jail for 7 to 10 years, by the way, the people, if I'm correct, they were all small hat folks that were the prosecutors that railroaded him. The main thing was he didn't want to give up his source of how he could get to Julian Assange, which he didn't have. And they wanted to put him in jail for that. But one of the things, I sat through the trial, the thing that they really seemed to be upset about was that Roger Stone, who is a right-wing white American man and a Republican, was responsible for exposing the genocide and slavery of Blacks in Libya caused by the Obama administration via Hillary Clinton, who was Secretary of State, and Susan Rice, who was United States Ambassador to the United Nations. So Roger Stone has exposed them, not just there, but exposed the organ harvesting, mass pedophilia, and the rape and abuse of Haitians by the Clinton Foundation, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and by the United Nations forces. And this is Roger Stone, who is on the right wing. Yes, this is true. But was exposing that to help Donald Trump win, as well as exposing genocide in West Papua. And so, to Stone's credit, many people don't know this, he raised millions of dollars to initiate the anti-mass incarceration movement in New York to overturn the Rockefeller laws, which had so many Blacks and tens of thousands locked up with very harsh sentences that were counterproductive. And so, a lot of people are terrified of him being released and him not going to jail because they thought that they could at least mess up one person connected to Trump. And Stone is slick enough and smart enough to work with Blacks and other types of people and get them behind his candidate, who's a seated president. You don't have to love anybody to know that some of what was in the State of the Union was political theater, and some of it wasn't half bad. I always say to people, our solution is to have our own party, to have our own thing, our own movement, our own banks, stop running after simulation and start looking at self-integration, self-love, as Malcolm X called it. This is what's needed. And still with this month, we're going towards South Carolina, and I just want to bring to people's attention, there's some good articles online, in particular, good interviews on Democracy Now! On how much the black people in Southern Indiana hate Mayor Pete Buttigieg. And this is going to be one of the main things. The very last day of this month, which is a leap year, the 29 days in this February 2020, they're going to have the primary in South Carolina. And the question will be, we have a choice between the socialist or the sodomite. Malcolm X talked about the ballot bullet. If you're voting for the Democrats, you've got a choice between the socialist or the sodomite. Are you going with Bernie Sanders? Are you going with Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who doesn't give two damns about black people? And if you look in the Wall Street Journal, they will show you that he didn't even really serve in the war in such a way that he might get injured. He didn't do basic training. He never had to do any of that. This is a very vicious, sneaky, manipulative sissy. He will dog the hell out of black people. However, he already has support in the Congressional Black Caucus. People need to know that Mayor Pete Buttigieg is being supported by the Pritzker family. The Pritzker family are rich Jews from Chicago who made Obama president. And now they don't need an in-the-closet, questionable suspect person. Now they need an openly gay person, because the Pritzker, some of them are gay. And they want an openly gay person that admits to, like, doing blowjobs, getting hit in the booty, and being the wife and slobbering on their male husband on stage. They need that in the White House. They consider that social progress. And if you're voting for the Democratic Party straight down the ticket, you're voting for pedophilia and the sodomite supremacy in Black History Month. South Carolina will be the decisive vote this month. Now, let's look at that. You've got Uncle Ben Clyburn, you know, the old Negro spiritual-looking congressman with the bald head, who's never right on anything, who's known for frying fish than any kind of law or policy that he's pushed to promote it. He's also one of the champions of that Gay Equality Act that would have replaced and would have basically changed the civil rights law, the 1964 Civil Rights Bill, and the 1968 Fair Housing Act to make basically pedophiles, necrophiliacs, trans, gays, people in the fetish, like Owen Showers and all, would be protected as a class, just like black people. And I hope I said pedophiles. Folk that want to have sex with children, animals, would be protected too under this. By the way, Clyburn's one of the sponsors for that. So, and you need to understand, when the big authorities within the Congressional Black Caucus is Prince George's County Congressman Anthony Brown, who's a biracial Jamaican Swiss person, very light-skinned, and it's rumored he beat the hell out of his black wife, first wife he had. He was pretending that he was Mike Tyson, you know, with this training dummy. And he has endorsed Buttigieg. And there are other people in the CDC. It's even alleged that folks like Oprah Winfrey are waiting. And people need to understand that Mayor Buttigieg has a very good association with Mayor Lori Lightfoot, or Dykefoot of Chicago, the one who has the unattractive wife that looks like Larry Bird of the Boston Celtics. And they're supporting Buttigieg. A lot of people need to go back and go to YouTube and look up Obama's speech before the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, back in 2010. Barack Obama promised that he would do everything he could to get people to think as highly of two men being together or two women being together as a man and a woman. And so a lot of you who are Obama supporters need to know that your Lord and Savior, your former commander-in-chief, your hero, your person of the century, Obama, who you'd like to see back in the White House, is not running. But we have good reason to suspect that Obama supporting Buttigieg Buttigieg is being supported on the down low by Obama and others. And we'll probably see in the next few days the Obama machine, same one that got Lori Lightfoot into the mayoralty of Chicago, that they may begin to put pressure on the little shaky pastors and all down in South Carolina to get South Carolina to go for Buttigieg. If Buttigieg wins or does well in South Carolina, he will effectively become the front runner. We will have an openly gay, racist, white Democrat as the front runner to take on Donald Trump in November. Very interesting. And this is going to be done based on what the black voters do. And what they need to know is that every other Democratic candidate, whether it's Bernie Sanders, whether it's Klan Butcher, whether it's Joe Biden, whether it's Isabitch Warren or AKA Rocket Man, they all support the extreme radical sodomite agenda. Every single solitary one of them, which include lowering the age of consent so people can have sex with children. Most people aren't aware that in the state of California, for almost 5 years, it has been legal for children to be prostitutes. So in a sense, they decriminalized it. And so when you decriminalize it, it's like the decriminalization of marijuana, eventually you'll see it legalized. There are many people that want to see this done. We need to remember that the head of the Democratic Party in the Congress is Nancy Pelosi, and she's a congresswoman from San Francisco. Her nephew is Governor Newsom, who has helped put forward all the extreme legislation for trans education, all the stuff in the schools. It's been on the books for a minute, but it's definitely being taught now all over the state. And what's going to happen? This is my prediction. If there's low voter turnout, Buttigieg will win. If there's high voter turnout in South Carolina, because about 70% of your Democratic voters in South Carolina are black, it will be divided. But I believe if enough money is given out and you get a strong white support, because there are a lot of people from New York and other liberal places that have moved to South Carolina, Buttigieg could beat out socialist Sanders. And again, he'd be the front runner. If Buttigieg gets good black support, it's going to divide black people politically across the country, because why are we fighting for rich, affluent white homosexuals who got everything that they want and then some, and yet we're starving out here? Or if the blacks refuse to vote for Pete Buttigieg, the black community will be branded as homophobic and will be under attack. And you'll see a lot of black artists and celebrities and so forth try to encourage black people to vote for an openly gay man. And I don't know how successful that will be. I need to throw in the mix that Scumbag, the former mayor of New York, who had to stop and frisk. There's a tape out there if you haven't heard it or seen it. He's basically said the source of crime in America's black men, and they need to be disarmed and thrown up against the wall and terrorized to provide for public safety. This man is giving money to all kinds of people. He's already been endorsed by 3 congressional black caucus members, in particular, the silly, corrupt Congressman Gregory Meeks of New York. There's the woman, I'm forgetting her name, that's from the United States Virgin Islands, who was scandalized within the last 2-3 years because one of her aides got her cell phone and, I don't know, distributed naked pictures of her and her husband. At least it was a man, at least it was her husband. And there's one other congressperson. They're supporting Bloomberg, who is giving money. In fact, one of the silliest people in news, Joy Greed, there's nothing Reed about her. She's Greed. She's covertly supporting Bloomberg, at least in what she said recently, that the Democrats need someone like Bloomberg. Bloomberg is a racist. Bloomberg was before the Aspen Institute, letting people know how much he didn't like black people, now they need to be treated poorly. anyone that's talking about stripping black people of their Second Amendment is a very dangerous person. And he's put already almost $500 million worth of his money in the race. All of this is about us, because folks can't figure out what we want, which is a good thing, and we haven't committed. But there are people who say they speak for us that are committing us. They're going to be embarrassed. And again, I believe that there's going to be a very contentious Democratic convention this summer. There will be perhaps fighting in the street like we saw in Philadelphia in 2016 in the summer. Now, on the light of things, we continue. I'm asking for folks to wake up and please take sides against Gayle King and Oprah and Susan Rice and Al Sharpton and Ta-Nehisi, I'm a Pussy, Coates, and all of these people who are siding with Gayle King, who's trying to destroy the memory of Kobe Bryant as she's dogged all these other people along with her partner in crime and possibly immorality, Oprah Winfrey. These folks have been hatchet artists, destroying everything black and male that they could. It's very interesting when you think and you look at now that when Snoop Dogg, who just within the last 2 hours has apologized and said he overreacted to Gayle King. I don't think he should have done it. However, dude probably has enough skeletons in his closet to be a natural history museum. He was right to come after Gayle King. But it seems as if the Mossad and CIA and deep state connected Susan Rice has a bigger wad in her drawers than Snoop Dogg, because she told him to back the F off of Gayle King or an army would come after. And Susan Rice, who by anyone's estimation, if you're familiar with the former United States ambassador to the United Nations, the former national security advisor, as well as the former undersecretary of state for Africa, who told Bill Clinton that the mass murder of people in Rwanda and Congo wasn't a genocide. This woman is covered in the blood of black people, and perhaps Snoop didn't want to be covered in the blood that Susan Rice could bring and has walked back his thing. But let's be real. Make no doubt in your mind that what Gayle King, and Oprah are doing is psychological war meant to demoralize and debilitate black people. And if you look at Micah Brzezinski, the unattractive daughter of equally unattractive mother and father, Brzezinski, the father was involved in covert operations, was pro-apartheid, pro-white supremacy, pro-white minority governments, exploiting, ripping off, and running genocide on black folks. When his daughter is supporting Gayle King or racist Joe Scarborough, are on TV pushing for Gayle King or sellout FBI police snitch Al Sharpton, who Asada Shakur told me personally in April 2001 that Al Sharpton helped inform to the New Jersey police that set up the Black Liberation Army cadre to be shot down on the New Jersey Turnpike back in the early 70s. Or the same Al Sharpton and whose office on his birthday, about 7 years ago, one of his staff was gang raped by white and black, or at least one Jewish man who's had charges brought against him, who's very close to Sharpton. The Viagra was purchased by Sharpton. This happened in his office. Who said the woman was raped? Not the woman herself, but when she was feeling ill and was taken to a doctor, the doctors filed charges that this woman had been raped. How is Al Sharpton anybody? We won't even get into how he betrayed the young woman up in New York. The name will come to me in a second. Tawana Brawley. Alton Maddox, and anybody can tell you that Alton Maddox, who's a very fine attorney, will tell you that Sharpton left this young woman who had been raped and abused and left in a dumpster and probably left to die, that Sharpton left this young sister, left her for dead for payoff. How is he going to talk about respecting black women? In fact, ask his first wife, where is she? How can you not see Mr. Sharpton? What's going on with that? How's he living? All of these questionable people with connections to secret agencies and government agencies that have repressed black people are all after Snoop Dogg. They're very concerned about the emerging awareness that people begin to see that the Boule and that the Coons and the Blacknecks and the Negroidians and the Nigglings and the other sellout collaborators, seditious scum that feign like they care about us, feign like they're going to do something to help us or change our lives or stand in the gap for us, are doing none of these things. And in this very strange election year, with our very unusual Cheeto Dorito complexion white president on one side, and then you've got all of these, this cast, or this basically this army of clowns on the Democratic side, which want to help illegals and push all kinds of crazy, bizarre, paranormal sexuality instead of jobs, freedom, and justice. And then you got Trump with his reactionary people on this side. Who do you pick? Well, I tell you, pick God and pick righteous black folks willing to take a stand that don't want to assimilate. We can get through this, but we need to take a good, ugly, honest look at how we're being sold out and betrayed in churches and schools by secret societies, by even family members and business people and coon celebrities and coon entertainers and coon public intellectuals. You've got buffoons sitting up defending Fail King, Male King, like she's some major contribution or major contributor to the advancement of our people when she's nothing of the kind. She's an equine-looking, lying, poor wig-selecting, even worse, lipstick-selecting broad who's never really done anything that our people need. She's friends like Oprah to all the white male rapists, many of them Jewish, who've abused and ripped off women, and not one story, not one expose, not one editorial, nothing. And let's just be real, no matter how many of our kids are murdered in real time on the news or by independent film persons or through the phones, no matter how many people are mass incarcerated or poisoned by lead or in food deserts or the victims of gentrification, you don't hear a damn peep from Oprah Gale. But when white men, who have always been predators in this country because they have the power and the opportunity, who comprise roughly 80 to 85% of the people that buy sex in this country, and they're 80 to 85% of the pimps in this country and sex slavers in the country. However, when you're almost 90% of the people doing these incredibly horrible crimes against women and children and vulnerable males, not a peep from people like Gail or Joy Greed or from Dopra or Okra or Orca Pimp Me or Pimp Free. None of these people say anything. Where is a Dong Lickum of CNN? Where is Rollover Martin? Where are these people when all these disparities and injustices abound? When it's known, you mean they can only talk about Prince? They can only talk about Bill Cosby? They can only talk about R. Kelly? They can only talk about Hustle Simmons? They can only attack Snoop Dogg? They don't even do programs on white mass killers. I think that would be quite interesting. Why not? Why is it only black men? How come no black male victim gets showcased? How come Tamir Rice didn't get showcased? Oprah doesn't give a damn. These people are paid to cut our throats. I just wish that Snoop Dogg hadn't walked back his righteous, first time I've seen him do anything righteous, his righteous denunciation of Gayle King and Oprah Winfrey. Nobody can tell me that Oprah or Gayle has even sent some old bird droppings to the families of those folks who died on that helicopter with Kobe Bryant and his daughter. However, they do want to know was he a rapist? You know, you've got the means. George Washington's alleged to be a statutory rapist, as was Thomas Jefferson and George Mason and a range of even Benjamin Franklin, all the bodies and bones under Benjamin Franklin's home. None of this is interesting to Gail or Oprah. It's only someone black who they've been told to attack by folks like Joe Scarborough, by people like Mr. Geffen. This is who Oprah and Gail work for. And this is what they're doing, it's attacking the black man. And as for Susan Rice, people need to research Susan Rice and find out that her hands are bloody in Sudan, in Burundi, in Congo, in Rwanda, in Sri Lanka, in Myanmar, in West Papua, in Haiti, in Colombia, in Venezuela, in Honduras. And by the way, you've never heard that broad even bat an eye for the thousands of blacks beaten, killed, shot, tortured, mass incarcerated in the United States of America. Why the hell not? Because she doesn't care. These folks are part of our oppressor class. We're never going to get free until we deal with the enemies amongst us. I want to just point everyone, some of you don't remember that there was a struggle to at least get a little bit of apartheid destroyed in South Africa. The most effective thing that they did was they took on the traitors in their communities. There are a lot of coons out there that are always screaming unity. Be very cautious of such people. As I always say to people, the only thing that wants to be united with shit is a fly and its maggots. We need to be separated from our enemies, from our traitors, from our liars, from our folks that denigrate our righteous men and righteous women and righteous young people. This is the situation that we're facing. And this Black History Month, we're seeing for the first time in history that I can recall in a long time, masses of black folks tired of the crap, tired of the lies, tired of the Semite dictatorship, tired of the Boule dictatorship, tired of fake beggar church pastors always begging for money and never doing anything for the people. We're at a very critical stage in our history. The Shabazz family is reopening Malcolm X's assassination investigation approximately 55 years after Malik Al-Haj al-Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm Little, a.k.a. Malcolm X, was shot down February 21st, 1965. By the way, yours truly, born February 9th, 1965. By the way, tomorrow, February 13th, is the 55th anniversary of the Nation of Islam and others firebombing the house that Malcolm X and his family lived in Queens, New York. Just to keep it real for you, that's history, y'all. Wake up, people. Wake up. Every brother ain't a brother. Every sister ain't a sister. But those are the true. Keep close to you. I only want to put that out there and warn y'all, we need a movement to fight against this guy. They're trying to make deviants give it a black male face. We need a movement to go after Dwayne Wade and Gabriel Union and Silly Porter or Billy Porter. We need to start demanding that these people not be able to be on television or in sports or in anything. We need to make our voices heard. We don't want it. We don't want filth. We don't want scum. I don't care what you do privately, but I do care if you're a so-called pro athlete. Why are you on Ellen, a degenerate show, boasting that your son is a transsexual? How'd he get that way? Did you have something to do with it? Or did you offer him over to someone to do something to your child? Or did the biological mother or boyfriend or someone do something to traumatize that kid? You got enough money, Wade, to get the kid treated. Maybe you need some treatment, too. You're a weak man. And I'm wondering about you. And we need to shut all these people down. We also need to go after Sharpton and others whenever they open their mouth. They never speak up. They're not working for us. They're working against us. People like Michael Eric Dyson, who question for Gayle King. What's his story? Who is he? What have they really done for us lately? If the so-called great first and this first black that and first black woman this, first black man that, if they were really doing something for us, why are things so screwed up? Why? By the way, don't be surprised. Michael Eric Dyson is telling folks don't pay attention to Bloomberg and mass incarceration and black folks, a young black man in jail for 3 years who committed suicide. 3 years in jail, had never committed a crime. This is Bloomberg. This is what these coons are putting on us. People like Michael Eric Dyson and Charton, see the booty check or someone that will hurt us. You know, if we could simply despise our internal enemies as much as we despise Trump, everybody, make them prove themselves. Why take people at face value? You don't even do that with your own family. Why do it with enemies or strangers? We need to get our priorities straight. I'm done with my rant. I hope I've put some thoughts out there for you. Unify. Fight back. Resist invaders. Resist coons and sellouts and blacknecks. Don't be one. Open your mind. Rethink. Being stupid isn't virtuous. Only being bright and alert. Vigilance is the price that you pay to be free, my brothers and sisters. This is Dr. Randy Short. Signing off. Y'all take care.
Make sure to check out the boldest blog at landscurve.com.
The Black of America, or Union of Black America, by Dr. Randy Short. TalkTimeRadio.com. Just download the TalkTimeRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Coming up next, Dr. Jeremiah Wright.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Attention, Central Ohio! Attention, Central Ohio! Lincoln Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately, we will sell your home for 5%. Yes, 5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry and call Lincoln today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today, 614-375-2289. 614-375-2289. You'll be glad you did.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Goodwill is a global social services enterprise and the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada. To pay for its program, Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items in more than 2,700 stores and online at shopgoodwill.com. Goodwill uses the revenue earned from these sales to fund job training, employment placement services, and other community programs. The goal of the campaign is to increase goods donations to Goodwill, inspire an emotional connection to the Goodwill brand, and to elevate preference for Goodwill.
Supporting minority education. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts, sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday, and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
At TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on TalkTainment Radio.
Welcome back to Point West, here and heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We are going to give you the real speech that Reverend Jeremiah Wright said. It was edited and soundbited by the news media, but this is what he said when he was speaking about goddamn America. And as soon as they cue it up, we'll read it, and then we're going to have a death roll call. Not a happy time, but a lot of these people you will remember. But certain people always want to change things around to reflect what their opinion of what it is to influence you. In other words, not tell you the truth. But as soon as we get it queued up, you're going to hear what Jeremiah Wright said, not what the media put on sound bites in front of the news to trick us, because they actually do that. Then at the end, we may have time for a call or two, as again, we are efforting to get it right where we need to get it. It's very important that you know the truth. The Bible speaks of you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Okay, we got it? Okay, we are almost there. We want to make sure that we get it right here. That's why I'm speaking until we get it right at the right spot here, and then they'll give me the signal.
No, here we go. Not God bless America, God damn America, that's in the Bible. Prior to Abraham Lincoln, the government in this country said it was legal to hold Africans in slavery in perpetuity. Perpetuity is one of the University of Chicago words. That means forever. From now on. When Lincoln got in office, the government changed. Prior to the passing of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution, the government defined Africans as slaves, as property. Property. People with no rights to be respected by any whites anywhere. The Supreme Court of the government. No. Not God bless America. God damn America. That's in the Bible. Prior to Abraham Lincoln, the government in this country said it was legal to hold Africans in slavery in perpetuity. Perpetuity is one of the University of Chicago words. From now on, when Lincoln got in office, the government changed. Prior to the passing of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution, the government defined Africans as slaves, as property. Property. People with no rights to be respected by any whites anywhere. The Supreme Court of the government, same court, granddaddy court of the one that stole the 2000 election. Supreme Court said in its Dred Scott decision in the 1850s, no African anywhere in this country has any rights that any white person has to respect at any place, anytime. That was the government's official position, backed up by the Supreme Court, that's the judiciary, backed up by the executive branch, that's the president, backed up by the legislative branch, and enforced by the military of the government. But I stop by to tell you tonight that governments change. Prior to Harry Truman's government, the military in this country was segregated. But governments changed prior to the civil rights and equal accommodations laws of the government in this country. There was back segregation by the country, legal discrimination by the government, prohibited blacks from voting by the government. You had to eat in separate places by the government. You had to sit in different places from white folk because the government says so. And you had to be buried in a separate cemetery. It was apartheid American style from the cradle to the grave, all because the government backed it up. But guess what? Governments changed. Under Bill Clinton, we got a messed up welfare to work bill, but under Clinton, blacks had an intelligent friend in the Oval Office. Oh, but governments changed. The election was stolen. We went from an intelligent friend to a dumb Dixiecrat, a rich Republican who has never held a job in his life, is against affirmative action, against education, I guess he is, against health care, against benefits for his own military, and gives tax breaks to the wealthiest contributors to his campaign. Governments change sometimes for the good and sometimes for the bad. But I'm fitting to help you again. Turn back and say he's fitting to help us again. Where governments change, write this down, Malachi 3:6. Malachi 3:6, thus saith the Lord. Repeat it after me, for I am the Lord, and I change not. That's the King James Version. The New Revised says, for I, the Lord, do not change. In other words, where governments change, God does not change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's what his name, I Am, means, you know. He does not change. There is no shadow of turning in God. One songwriter puts it this way: as thou hast been, thou forever will be. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. God does not change. God was against slavery on yesterday, and God, who does not change, is still against slavery today. God was a God of love yesterday, and God, who does not change, is still a God of love today. God was a God of justice on yesterday, and God, who does not change, is still a God of justice today. Turn to your neighbor and say, God does not change. Where governments lie, God does not lie. Where governments change, God does not change. And I'm through now. But let me leave you with one more thing. Governments fail. The government in this text, comprised of Caesar, Quirinius, Pontius Pilate, Pontius Pilate, the Roman government failed. The British government used to rule from east to west. The British government had a Union Jack. She colonized Kenya, Ghana, Nigeria, Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad, and Hong Kong. Her navies ruled the seven seas all the way down to the tip of Argentina in the Falklands. But the British government failed. The Russian government failed. The Japanese government failed. The German government failed. And the United States of America government, when it came to treating her citizens of Indian descent fairly, she failed. She put them on reservations. When it came to treating her citizens of Japanese descent fairly, she failed. She put them in internment prison camps. When it came to treating the citizens of African descent fairly, America failed. She put them in chains. The government put them on slave quarters, put them on auction blocks, put them in cotton fields, put them in inferior schools, put them in substandard housing, put them in scientific experiments, put them in the lowest paying jobs, put them outside the equal protection of the law, kept them out of their racist bastions of higher education, and locked them into positions of hopelessness and helplessness. The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God damn America. That's in the Bible for killing innocent people. God damn America for treating her citizens as less than human. God damn America, as long as she tries to act like she is God and she is supreme. The United States government has failed the vast majority of her citizens of African descent.
Right there, if you look at that, this is what the media did not show you. They didn't want to tell you truth about that. All you have to do is check the evidence. You can even check their history books, what they wrote and what they did. They painted a pretty pristine picture of what they wanted you to see as what was going on with the government, but they lied, and they still lie today. Listen at this roll call right there. Listen at this of black people that have been killed. Ahmaud Arbery, both of Minnesota, Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland, Eric Garner, the nine people that was killed in South Carolina by Daylon Roof. In the church down there, Freddie Gray, Michael Brown, Alton Sterling, Philandro Castile, and many others. It's the same thing going on and on and on. And when you look at the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, it makes you think that there is a Second Amendment within the, Second Constitution, that was strictly for black people who were recently emancipated or so-called emancipated, so that I guess so that we could be treated equally, but they don't. They don't have to respect us, and it's written in the Constitution. And that's a bad thing. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get in on this in the remaining moments that we have on Point Weston here. What we're trying to do is make you aware of some things that you may not be aware of or cause you to think. And all you have to do is check the evidence of whatever that was done to see if it's true or not true. You know, the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, and my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, how are you going to get that knowledge? You have to research. You have to examine what's going on, what is presented before you, so that you may see and judge for yourself by the evidence that is permitted, and hopefully that is not tainted like a lot of things are in this country and why we are treated the way that we are treated. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you may call to get in on the discussion here on Point West. What we're trying to do is to bring out different things that for your consideration, never to insult your intelligence, but to wake you up, like Lawrence Fishburne said in the movie School Days at the end, wake up. We should not be against our brothers, but yet and still we have been taught to kill one another. We're dangerous, and that is not a good thing, not a good thing at all, in the different neighborhoods, so to speak. Take off the neighbor part, and they have us living in what they call hoods. And we should not be afraid of one another. But we are. We've been taught that. We don't own any businesses. We own any real ownership. We don't own no banks. Have you ever heard of the Freedman Bank? Oh, yeah, it was a black bank. But many of us don't know that. Many of us don't understand our history and have sold out for the comforts that they have to offer. 1-877-932-9766 that you can call in the remaining moments. Or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, @gmail.com. See, this is not a joke in time. And it's with this virus that has gone on, it shows you one thing, that they can shut this down anytime they get ready for any reason. And what makes it so confusing is they mix lie with truth. And what lie with truth means is that it brings about confusion. And when you are confused, you can be dominated, which is what they want to do. And for us, we don't have no black country. We don't have no army. We don't have nothing that they can or have to respect. And that's what you understand. So the images that they have given us is Big Willie Slick driving a Cadillac, you know, some pimp daddy or something like that. That's not a wholesome image. How come we can't have corporations and banks and stuff like that, or hospitals, you know, or educational institutions, the so-called historically black colleges and universities are being gone because we don't support them. Don't support them, and that's not good. Anyway, this has been our show for today. Like I said, we will try to bring out different things, things that you've heard before, different voices in many different areas here on Point West, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Thank you for letting me be a part of your life today, your moments. Consider some of the things that were mentioned today. Think about them, and then, as the commercial said, think about it and then do something about it. All right. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening.
Hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination.
Point West with Bobby West. and Earth O'Jallo. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West, West, West.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.